just to clarify some of the sheets in dishwashers. So, the Shulchan Aruch again is paskening that if you washed milchik dishes in a bowl, and then you took out the milchik dishes, and then in that same water you went ahead and washed the fleishik dishes, the Rama says it's okay, as long as there's no bain, because it's all not bar not. You were asking me this last week, what's the difference at the same time or Zachazeh? We answer, because at the same time, the bliyas come in and meet before they settle as a not for not, right? If they're coming in at the same time, so then they meet before they settle, okay? So the Ramah is makel beferish, if in... Yeah, because you don't have to machmer on this not for not. So, bin gurim not for not lechatchila. So... based on this, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas based on this. In Yerder Chelek Beis, Simen Chav Ches and Simen Chav Tes. He has two tshuvas, Rav Moshe, that basically he says like this. He says, it's well known that I hold that you can use the same dishwasher for milchik and fleishik, as long as you do it one after the other. And you're trying to ask me what's pshat. So he says, I don't understand why you can't figure out pshat. it's like a one paragraph tshuva. It's like one of the shortest tshuvas I ever saw in the Sefer. So I don't understand why you think it's so shver. It's obvious. What? I don't know. No one I ever heard of. Why? You know the person?
No.
Oh. So he says, I don't know why you think it's hard to understand. It's a mefurshe ramah that you're allowed to wash dishes, even in the same water, b'zachar zeh, milchiks and fleishiks. So why can't you use a dishwasher zecher zeh milchik zeh fleishiks? It's not bar not and it's mutter. So that's it. However, Dr. Moshe, I did say that you should be machmer, that they should be on different racks. Why? Why was I machmer? You should be on different racks. You should be machmer on different racks because sometimes be'ein gets caught in the rack, and maybe when you look at it, you're not going to see the be'ein. So you should clear off. So, you know, we're afraid that you're going to start clearing off the be'ein and not clearing off the be'ein. So therefore, you should just have different racks. Okay? Fine. That was in Tafshin Chaf Dalet. The next truth is in Tafshin Lamed Beis, and I guess that person also didn't learn his lesson because he also says, you know, Hina Inin Dishwasher Kasafti, and you're still asking me, and I already told you it's Pashin, that it's because it's not Barnat and it's Motor. Okay? So in these two tshuvas, basically, Rav Moshe's makel to use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks. He's only choshish for the chshash of Be'en. And to get rid of the chashash of ben, he says you should switch the racks. Now, if that's what you're going to rely on, you may as well just get a second dishwasher, because the racks are just as expensive as the dishwasher itself.
Unless you don't have room.
What?
Unless you don't
right.
have room.
And sometimes you don't have, you know, you may not have the space for it or whatever, so then, you know, but it doesn't seem to me like the place can really go with this from Moshe. So I'm not sure, you know, so I saw here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down from a sefer, Agura Ba'olach, I don't know what the sefer is, but he says, no, that was talking about the dishwashers in Toshin Chav Dalet, 60 years ago, whatever. But the dishwashers nowadays, you know, are different, and Rav Moshe wouldn't be makel nowadays. Wow. I don't know what he talking about exactly. So one thing you could say is because, have you ever seen any ben on your racks?
No.
So that would be more reason to be makel.
Yes.
Right. The only thing is we were thinking maybe is that there's a different chashash of be'en of the stuff that gets caught in the bottom in the filter, in the drain, whatever. So I don't know if in those days maybe they didn't have such a fancy thing and all the stuff just went straight out into the sewer. And that was that. But now that there's a lot of be'en caught in the bottom and all the hot water coming through the machine goes through that be'en, so maybe there's a much bigger concern that you'll have Ben caught in there. Is that make any, or do you say all that stuff is pugging with soap and this? I don't know.
At the end of the load, I would imagine that's ready. Meaning for the next batch, I would imagine that is where he's pugging.
It's Ben though. I don't know. To be pugging Ben is, you know, requires a lot. So Akapanim, this is a Rav Moshe. Now, it's Negea, I think, more for kashering or a B'dievet situation to be aware of this Rav Moshe. I don't think anyone's going to go ahead and start running a milchik load in their fleishik dishwasher based on this. So, but if it is nageya in a situation of bedieved, okay? Or let's say you move into a house and you want to use their, you know, the fleishik one with the milchagon, or you, or whatever. You ran by accident, something happened. So it's important to be aware. Moshe holds nothing really happened to the dishwasher, okay? Now it's all going to end up being not by not. What I would say is, if you had a mistake like that, run the dishwasher and kasher, do irui on the racks.
He was saying plastic versus metal. He's asking.
Yeah, you can kasher plastic. Not for Pesach, but you could kasher plastic
irui,
during the year.
If you just run another cycle, that's the irui, because it makes the water
maybe
so boiling hot.
Right. You just want to be sure. Well, that hits every spot, mamish. What?
You're going with her bar, and then you could do it.
You can have every spot better by running it again than pouring.
What?
Saying you're being
makel
or
rev
iron on that.
Oh, makel or
rev
iron.
We're not going to do it with the e-ray. If I do it...
Right. It could be it's hotter, he's saying, with the e-ray. Okay. If it happens, it's important to know that it's not the end of the world, but then ask a shayla and figure out exactly what to do. But it could be that you know, based on their maisha. Now, to take it a step weiter, if you want to have a lot of fun, is the Yabi Oimer. So, Chacham Avadia put out a tshuva. This was a tshuva printed in Chelek Yud, right in the beginning. What was it? Simin. Was the Gemara right in the beginning? Chelek Yud, Simin Yud, Simin Ches. Yerdei, Simin Dalet. Yeah. When was it? Oh, it doesn't say the date here. But anyway, he says, yeah, this is a long time ago. So he says here that, let's save this tshuva till after the next sif. We'll learn the next sif, and then we'll learn this tshuva of Chacham Avadia, okay? But he takes another step weiter, okay? But al kaponim, just you should know, Rav Moshe does have a tshuva beferish, that based on this Ramah that we learned here, that b'zeach arzeh is not a problem, it's not par not, you could use the same dishwasher, milchus and fleishiks. Again, I don't think, as long as you use different racks, I don't know if people, I don't think anyone's really using soymich on this, l'maisa. Well, it's not so practical, first of all. By the time you buy separate racks and keep your separate racks somewhere else, and then,
if you get a commercial dishwasher, the racks are interchangeable. They're much more expensive, but they're also run much faster.
Right. So for commercial place that's running milchiks and fleishiks simultaneously, you're saying.
Or for the meals. I mean, I've been to places where the setup had been that way. That they had one dishwasher. They replaced the racks, commercials, and the filters, and the machinery kept the same.
Right, okay. So that makes sense from a commercial perspective.
I'm pretty sure the OU allows that for nursing.
Right,
that's cool. Nursing homes.
Exactly.
Meaning what? Right, okay, so in other words, because you're serving different meals, you're saying. And it's a pass-through thing, right. Right.
I don't know exactly how it works inside.
Right, but the walls is all going to be not by not, Maisa. Anything that's stuck in the walls, by the time it comes back into your dish, is going to be not by not. So.
The problem is that those commercials, there's many more arms that are spraying water, so the water could be going directly onto the dishes, much more than
No, no, I know, but if you have different racks, so then where's your concern the bliya is going to come from the walls?
Right.
So anything coming from the walls to the plates is already going to be not by not. That's what he's saying. So that's where it could be nagia. Okay, Sif Dalet. Tzadi Hei Sif Dalet. Yerali says the Machaber, Shim Nosnu Efer B'mayim Chamin Shiba Yoyre Koidem Shihinichu HaKadera B'Soicha. Okay, I have a new thing. You only have one dishwasher. Remember, the dishwashers in those days was a shissel with hot water. Okay? So now you had this commercial dishwasher. It's basically a shissel with hot water. And you want to use it for milchik and fleishik because you're running a nursing home. So you want to... So what are you going to do? So Zok Machaber, have a great Eitzah. If as long as you've put afer in the water before you start cooking the dishes, you could cook everything at the same time. Okay? Af al pisha shumen davuk ben mutter da ideha afer unoisen tam lefgam. Says the Chumash. Says the Shulchan. What are you worried about? You're worried about the tam of the meat going into the water, the tam of the milk going into the water, trafening up the water, and then going back into both. So there, but the water is pogum. the water tastes like dirt. It has afer in there. So if the water tastes like afer, all the bleas coming out of the meat become pogum right away. All the bleas coming out of the milk become pogum right away. Then they can't mix in and create possible chalav, and they can't go back out and make a treif.
They took from making chicken soup. Just put afer in the chicken soup.
Oh, so instead, so this is a year Ali. This is a chiddush of the Mechaber. Says the Shach and the Taz out. This does not work. Zok the Shach, bring you a raya. It's a geshmak a raya, but you have to hold cup for the raya. Okay, the raya is like this. Tosfos proves, if you go back to the sugya of Chanan, right? When you aser something, everything becomes aser. So Tosfos says that there's a shita, Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't say Chanan only by Basa B'chala, but by Chazir and Shari Surim, you don't say Chanan. So Zogt Tosfos, I'll bring you a raya, because in the Klei Midyan, it says there, you should kasher the dishes. So if you captured Midyan and you found the fork, kasher it. You found the little plate, kasher it. But what happens if you found the big pot that you were kashering everything else in? How did they kasher the big pots that they got from Midyan? Because there's never shishim, and you can't put it in another one. Oh, at some point, there's the biggest pot. So how did they kasher that pot?
Hot rocks.
So, what?
Hot rocks. The pot was kashering everything like they did.
Yeah, but it's not mashma like that in the pasuk. I hear what you're saying. But it's not mashma like that. It's not mashma like that in the pasuk. The pasuk is mashma. The pasuk is mashma that you can kasher everything ben yoymoy, and you don't have to do it libun. You could kasher everything that was used in water, in plain water. So how'd you kasher? That's a pasuk is mashma. So how'd they kasher it? Zog to Tosfos. They kashered it, but you first kasher it once, then you take out the water, kasher it twice, the second time. So the bleas got diluted. By the time you kasher it the second time, there is shishim, keneged, the bleas in the second one. But if you hold Chanan, it doesn't work. Because then all the bleas that came out into the water ashered all the water. Then the water came back in. And it would have ashered. So frek the shach, according to the Mechaber, what's Tosfos raya? Let them put afer in the water. Let them kasher with afer. And then all the bleas coming out won't ashered the water. And then if the water comes back in, it's fine. So if the Mechaber is right, Tosfos has no raya. Yeah? Hold cups. You chop the raya. Okay. Now they frekt the shach and the taz basically, but for sure the shach on tois on the machaber. The kasha is okay. Let's see. So what's the shach's agenda over here? So I prove to you now that afer does not poigim water. Because if afer would be poigim water, why didn't Chazal? Why didn't they just do that in Midian? So I don't understand. But according to the shach, so don't use afer. Use kerosene oil, right? There's nothing that's poigim the water. What's the shach's kasha on the mechaber? There's got to be something that works to be poigim water. So you chap the shach, the mechaber on the efer. Okay. So zok the chazanish goinus. Zok the chazanish in simon chav gimel in yeredeya. It's good goinus. It's a posh of shat. Because why did the mechaber say efer? Why did the mechaber say use kerosene oil? Zok the like this, very posh. If you take something that tastes horrible, and it's poigim, and it will get dissolved in the water, it's going to taste so bad that by the time you finish cooking up that stuff in the pot, it's going to be poigim the bleas. If it's poigim the bleas, then you're not going to be able to use the pot next time. Because that flavor is going to go back, going to be poigim the pot, and then when you try to cook in it next time, then that flavor is going to come out and make all your food taste bad. So, oh, I have a great idea. Cook up your stuff in spoiled chicken fat, and it's poigim everything. But then your pot is going to taste disgusting. So that's obviously not a good etza. You're trying to wash your dishes, right? No. So he says that the chap of the mechaber was. That's why the mechaber didn't say use, gasoline, because you're not going to start cleaning your stuff in gasoline. Yeah, it's poigim the flavor. Guess what? It's also poigim your kalim. And that's why that wouldn't have been an Eitzah to kasher all your stuff. And second of all, he says, who says you can kasher in other liquids? You can't kashering works in water. Doesn't say you can kasher with gasoline. You can't do a gullah with gasoline. Who says? Maybe only water. What? So Zokta Chazanish pshat in this whole Shach Vatari is like this. Avada, anything which dissolves in the water was not an Eitzah, because that will, if it's putting in the flavor, it'll go back in the pot. The chap with afer is that afer does not get dissolved in the water, and the afer does not actually go back into the pot. It stays in the water. The only thing the afer does is that the flavor coming into the water is pogum. But once the flavor goes back into the pot, it won't go. The afer doesn't go back into the pot. It just dirties the water. So Mamela, the Mechaber was saying the flavor coming into the pot will become pogum, and then that flavor won't go back and ruin the pots. So Zakta Shach, if afer is that bad and it's pogum the flavor, then that would have been an etzah to kasher your kalim with water with afer, because water with afer is still water. It's still a material that kashers, and it's pogum the flavor comes into it, but it's not pogum the pot in order that it won't go back in and pogum the pot. So therefore, that the whole Shakhtar is about afer. You want to know if you could be pogum flavor with gasoline? Yeah, you could do that, but no one's going to do that because then you're going to ruin your pot. No, gasoline will ruin the pot. You're going to boil up your pot with gasoline. It's going to ruin the pot.
I believe the chemicals that we put into pots to clean them.
Okay,
I wouldn't go anywhere. Not only wouldn't I taste it smells terrible, and it would probably burn through your skin. And 2 seconds later, after you wash the pot out, they use it again.
That's a separate question. By charis, you wouldn't do that, right? So we're talking. So
our
now
materials are different.
Yeah, it could be. I'm talking theoretically.
Well, Hanukkah, if the steel pot doesn't absorb the cosmos, it's also really not absorbing the time.
Right. So the Chazon Ish says, though. However, Zuck the Chazon Ish. So therefore, the whole Shach V'Tayr here was about Afer, and that's it. And that was a question, if Afer ruins the Bliyas coming in. The Shach and the Taz say it doesn't. The Mechaber says it does. Okay. However, Zuck the Chazon Ish, you're right. We have nowadays new material, new thing. We have something called soap. Soap somehow is poigim any food, but it doesn't not poigim the kalim. Apparently, right? Now, sometimes you put too much soap in something, you can taste it for a while later. But Lamaisa, the soap is not... So he says, Enachami, if you kasher a kli with water, with soapy water, it could be that you would have this eitz and you wouldn't have to wait. You could kasher a kli in less than 60, right? And with soapy water, and the water, the bleas coming out would become pogum, and it wouldn't go back into the kli and asr the kli, and you won't ruin the kli because it's soapy water. It tastes good. It's fine. So the Chazon Ish says that the Shach says it's right by soapy water, and that would be an Eitzah. Now, that would mean he's only arguing on by Afer. That Afer does not plague him the taste. Because if Afer would be plaguing him the taste, then...
It's plaguing the taste of the water, it's just not plaguing the taste of the...
Okay, Afer, because it doesn't dissolve to the water, so therefore, your water tastes delicious, your water has basal b'chal of taste in there, and it's gavaldic, and you got to have Afer in there. So that doesn't plague him the This is the machalik of Shach and Mechaber. Because he's saying the Afer doesn't dissolve, and the water is fine. So Varaya, when the water goes back into the pot, it will still taste good, and that's good for why it was.
Goes back into the water, so obviously it didn't.
No, so he's saying soap is a metzias that created to be putting in flavor, but not pots, whatever. So therefore, he says obviously it doesn't matter, and the soapy water. So that's the Chazon Ish. It comes out according to the Chazon Ish that in this mechaber, even the Shach would agree that if you have a dish that in that shisel you have a very soapy water and you're washing a fleshik dish with a milchik dish, at the same time, it should be mutter. Because on that, everyone would agree to the mechaber. That's what should come out. Now, the problem is maybe there's other problems of be'ein or whatever, but theoretically, that's what should come out. Okay? So now, let's get to the tshuva of Chacham Avadia. Now, the Chacham Avadia didn't need all this, because he doesn't care about the Shach, the Taz, or the Chazon Ish. He cares about the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, if he says something... Now, I'm saying he doesn't care about it. He spends 4 columns of tiny magnifying print to prove that his machaber is right. But at the end of the day, he's going with the machaber, and the machaber is right. So Zokter, yeah, Ramosh is very nice. Ramosh is being big makel that you could use a milchik dishwasher from a dishwasher for milchiks and fleshiks one after the other. I have a much better etza. Use a milchik and dishwasher at the same time for milchiks and use a dishwasher for milchiks and fleshiks at the same time. It's an open mechaber. What's the problem? Mechaber says soapy water, you're allowed to wash together milchik and fleshik dishes. So you have soapy water here, you have a dishwasher, you have an open mechaber that says it's good. So, I'm saving everyone a lot of money.
So would have to come out first, obviously.
So he says, he gives a whole shtickle Torah here, that basically first they run all the cold, In the dishwashers that he's talking about, they ran a couple cycles of cold. And after the cycles of cold, then they put the soap and then the hot. That's what he says. That's the dishwasher he's talking about. Okay? Now, this is what he says. And then he says this, or Moshe says, look, you should switch the racks because maybe you're not going to know. And you may forget. He says, look, who are we to make gzeiros? Chazal make gzeiros. We don't make gzeiros. You know, you look at it and just, it's fine. So he paskins in this tshuva that I don't know what year it was written on, but the tshuva after was written in Tafshin Gimel. So it looks like this was written somewhere between 50 and 80 years ago. And he basically says it's fine to use the dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks simultaneously, based on this mechaber siv dalet. Now, lemaisa, I don't understand one thing, is what happened to the bein? I mean, lechora, isn't there concern that with all the water spritzing around, part of the bein from the milchik dish is going to go fly onto the fleishik dish, and then the hot...
With the afer, you're good to go. Right? He says, even with the shuman davok, you're good to go.
Shuman davok is not so... It's not.
I think the problem with Shuman Davok means is that he's not talking about that the Shuman is going to go and become Davok on the other plate. He's talking about that the oil and the things will end up ossering the water. But I'm talking to Mamash Mamashas. Okay, I'm creating a new problem now. I'm saying isn't there going to be a piece of your lasagna going to fall on your fleshika dish inside the dishwasher? The soap is not going to be pugging that. I don't think that's what the Mechaber is talking about. The Mechaber is talking about the Shuman from here and the Shuman from there are going to become mixed in the water and the water is become oily, basim chal dick of water.
Rabbi Bak is saying that since I did the first three washes in cold, it's going to get rid of all the be'en. The be'ens that are there are going to be knocked off, in other words,
So I'm not worried about pain. I'm not worried about pain. So all I'm worried about is the flavor of the water, and the water is already pugging.
And it was cold the first
time. Right, I'm saying if all the bend is on the bottom, and now you're only worried about the flavor of the water, and the water is soapy, then he has a good point. But I'm saying I'm worried a little bit about the bend from one flying onto the other, and bend flipping around and juggling around the whole dishwasher, and eventually hitting the wrong plate.
Especially if today's washers have hot water immediately coming.
And I think today's dishwashers have hot water today coming out immediately. But,
I know my parents, they always run the hot water on the sink first so that it fills up the pipes before they start the dishwasher. So that it starts off hot. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it starts off in the house.
Okay, ich weiß nicht. I don't know exactly. I would be surprised if even the Sfaradim go with this.
Tell you they do. They have two racks. They do two racks and they go with it.
A lot of people do. I know that when Rav Chachwel was here, he said that his relationship with Chacham Avadya started about this tshuva. And he wrote him a letter when he was a bacher. He gave us a whole background on this. He wrote him a letter on this thing, whatever. Anyway, not everyone agrees. Not even the Sfaradim all agree with this chiddush. But in Svara, there's definitely, you have to know the Metzias a little bit. But Lemaisa, the Klapi, the Simon that we're learning, what he's saying is a very valid point. He's saying if you use cold water that you guys are saying that's clear what he means. All the cold water rinses it out, so now you don't really have Ben around there. Ben maybe is in the bottom. The only thing which is hitting the kli is the water, and the water is soapy, so the water is mamash the din of the mechaber, and I'm being moisif now with the Chazon Ish, that even the Shach and the Taz would agree to a soap. They were just arguing on Afer, so then it's a pretty valid nekuda that he's saying that it should come out, that maybe it's muta even bevasachas. Again, it's good to know about all these, because it could be the legabe b'dievid. You could have a tzir, you know.
Why
should
Ashkenazim, would this not theoretically work?
According to
Chazon Ish, at least.
This is not totally an Ashkenazim Sephardim. This is totally in your general affiliation. this is you're right. He's not being Mako because of Sephardi here. This is not something the Mechaber over the Ramah.
Right.
Happens to be the Mechaber is much more Mekel and not Barnat in general than the Mechaber, than the Rambam. But I don't think his Psak is based on and the Mechaber versus. He's being Mechazik the Tzad of the Mechaber more than the Shach, but I'm saying with the Chazanish, the Shach would agree. Yeah.
So some machines may pull in Zanatash at that point, some commercial ones. But the final word to your machines is after it's over.
Oh, you're saying otherwise all the plates would be soapy. So you're saying there's obviously some sort of final rinse, and maybe that's with cold water.
By then there's nothing to...
By then, anyway, everything's already clean, whatever.
The question is now Ben Yom HaKelim, and they're in the same year.
Yuri doesn't have him at the exact same time. It's more.
Well, that's the Mechaber Takas Mekalon. It's only the Ramah's Machmer on that. That was the Mechaber in Tzadi HaGimel, and he's Mekal on that, Shaila. So.
Rabbi, talking about putting the afer in, whereas a lot of our detergents today, I think, have properties in them, phosphates and things that are a nature of afer. Built right into these detergents you put in there, swing around in there, blast and stuff off those dishes.
Right. No, that's a good point. Maybe that's where you need the Mechaber over the Ramah. Because the Mechaber, Lamaisa, is Mekel. Right. In the hot rinse, the Mechaber is Mekel on that.
By us, you have the Piske Tshuva that goes with the Mechaber, that can answer the questions. Piske Tshuva, Vav.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that all these questions that they're talking about, everybody's asking on the Mechaber, all these rayas are from Isser, but the Mechaber is talking about the Chalav. So
I'm just saying in general, when I saw.
Yeah, but you're general, I'm putting my fleshika, I'm not conscious.
No. A fleshika ben yoimai in a milchika ben yoimai yoireh, that no be'en, that are cooking in yatzaletz water, the Mechaber's make all the Ramaz Machaber. So he's asking, forget all the soap, forget all the be'en, forget everything. You have a simple rinse between the two dishes. There's water going in between both. So that should be telling the regular Sif Gimel, which is Iroi, which the Mechaber is Zichar Mekel. Even the Ramah could be his Mekel because it's Iroi. The Shach, we spoke last week, maybe is Machmer when the water hits both simultaneously at the same time.
But that's why nobody today would put them both in the same time.
Yeah, a lot more tzirufim b'zeach hazeh. Yeah,
but those bringing up the whole issue the Shach brings with the Raif and Tosos. The Raif and Tosos comes from Isser, whereas the
case but the Raif Tosos is just about if Afer is poigim water. It has nothing to do with Napa or not or anything.
But
he's asking.
It could be mechalak between being poigim Isser versus something.
No.
Before it becomes Isser, was mechalak.
Okay, that's, I don't know. That's a chiddush. That's not it's mentioned anywhere.
Let's get you
hooked up.
And so he answers.
Oh, fine. Okay, fine.
What?
Fine. I hear what you're saying. Okay, let's just... that was Sif Hey. That was Sif Dalet.
Quick question, Rabbi. What's all this based on? Really, to break it down to a Valshuva's perspective, that we don't cook meat and milk?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Is that what we're
sounds good to me.
This down to?
Yeah. Yeah, keep away from milk.
We
come a long way, right?
We come a long way.
The pasuk says don't take a piece of a sheep and cook it in its milk. That's
and
it.
Now
we're back to dishwashers.
Kachi
Dakar Shel Torah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So Howard, making getting it realistic. That's it. You gotta get right in there. Okay, let's wrap up. Sif Hey Vav and Zion. Let's read what it says here. Ein manichin kli sheish by kutach eitzel kli sheish by melach avamutul anichoi eitzel kli sheish by choymeitz. So he's talking about gzeiras over here. That if you have kalim that have milk in them, next to kalim that have salt or darach harif, you shouldn't leave them open together. V'dafka makelim megulim v'fiulachim avar v'nasim biachan motav lekashin shem enafal ala melach. We're worried maybe what happens is you have these ingredients, oil, chaymetz, vinegar, the parif, and you use them for fleshiks and milchiks. But next to it, you left your open milk. So we're concerned that maybe the milk fell into there. So he says you shouldn't do it lechatchila if they're both open, but b'dieved, we're not concerned. But then he says, interestingly, but meat and milk open, you are allowed to put together. Sapella. So pariv with milk, don't put them together. But meat and milk, yeah, you can put those together. Why? So the Shach explains, because meat and milk, people are very careful that one shouldn't fall into the other. So if you have in your fridge, okay, let's say you're transporting a cooler, let's say, or you're transporting it somehow, and you have open milk and open meat, you're going to be very careful that it shouldn't spill to each other. So you be careful. But if you have a container of ketchup there that you're going to use for your french fries with your pizza, and then you're going to use for your hot dogs, and then next to it you have your open milk, you may not be as careful, and the milk may fall in. So you shouldn't keep your open ketchup with your open milk next to each other in a way that they could fall and ask each other. But the milk next to the meat, I'm not so worried about that, because now we know that you'll be careful, because everyone knows you can't eat meat and milk together. Back to that, you know, back to the basics. But the meat and milk together, you got to keep them separate. So that everyone knows. That's the Shach says in Chav Gimel. The mizer is a hiri shleipol mizel azeh. Mashenkim b'sif hey. The lamasik adai to lizar shleipol min akutach b'melach. V'yitam imenu l'tavshel. Again, I don't know how this plays out exactly. Everyone, I don't know if this is like set in stone. How it plays out today in our fridges. You have a fridge. Does that mean you can't put milk and fleishiks on the same fleishik, or pyre and fleishiks uncovered? So, you know, I don't think people generally put away uncovered stuff in the fridge so often. And once it's covered, you don't really have this din. So I don't think it's so shchiach, the application of this din.
In theory, we have in restaurants, they have open containers that take things from.
Well, milk and fleishik in the same
restaurant? No, but they could have, let's say, a salad bar. They have like feta cheese or whatever, and then next to you have your tomatoes, and then your tomatoes you want to take with the fleishik.
Yeah, but there's no fleishik. But the whole restaurant has fleishik or milk.
No, but he's saying, like, let's say a caterer.
Or someone's a part of salad. You go to a milk restaurant. You order a salad.
It doesn't say over here that if you had the salad, it's not parv. You're not saying that. Right. It's saying there's a concern, the chatchili, if you're going to serve it as parv, not to keep it next to your milchik. So that's okay. If you're advertising like that, your chveis, your stuff is parv. But it's the ingredients. I mean, if you're buying a parv, you're saying if you're buying a parv salad, maybe you're eating it with milk, fleishik.
Or maybe your fleishik, same.
Okay, but if your fleishik doesn't sound such a big concern, it's more like... Okay, one more sif. I just want to finish one more thing and you ask me a question.
Are you concerned of a bowl of milk more than a bowl of meat gravy because the milk will jump on the ketchup but the meat gravy won't jump
on? No, we're saying we're concerned to put the milk next to the ketchup or the pyrav item because one could fall into the other.
But the meat,
that's also a problem. But the milk next to the meat is not such a problem. Because that we know, you'll take precautions to make sure they don't mix.
But I thought we had no problem with the meat item next
to the
meat.
No, the meat or the milk next to the pyrav is a problem, either one.
Meat or milk.
Yeah. The example he talks about is milk, but it would be the same the other way. It's just the meat and the milk together open, or next to each other, open is okay. Siv Zayin, Melech Hanasun Bekar Shabasar, Mutter Litnei Bechalav, V'machmer Gam B'zetav Alav Bracha. That if you have, in those days they didn't have salt shakers, they had bowls that you had the salt in. So if you put the salt in a fleishik dish, you could go ahead and use it for parv or milchik. Why? Because we're not concerned that the salt sitting in the dish for a while takes flavor out of the dish. Because it's not considered a cooking process like gabi this. Now we had that melach takes out from food, but for melach to take out a kalim is a little more complicated. So therefore we're not really concerned that the melach took flavor out of that fleishika bowl. And mamela, if the fleishika bowl is sitting there and it has in it salt, you could still use that salt for milch.
And that's assuming the fleishika bowl is
clean. It was clean. So here the Ramah says, machmer tavalav bracha. So it's a big question. The Taz says that why would the machmer tavalav bracha? What's wrong? If it's mutter, it's mutter. And he doesn't like this chumrah, and he argues on the Ramah's chumrah. The Shach says, no, there's the chumrah for two reasons. Number one, there's the chumrah because maybe the bowl's dirty, like you're saying, so we don't want you to do this. And second of all, there's a chumrah because maybe there's a shita that holds its asher. So therefore, the Shach goes with the Ramah, and it's better to avoid doing that. So if you have milchiks, let's say, a fleishika bowl, a fleishika container, and you should not put l'chatchil the salt that you're going to use for the milchika meal. This is separate from the issue of, let's say you have a pariv salt shaker, should you have a separate salt shaker for milchik and fleishiks? Not this shaila, but it could be even if you have two pariv, even if you have a pariv salt shaker, You should still have two separate salt shakers for a milcha gemil and a fleisha gemil, but that's a separate reason. That's because your hands are all greasy, and you're going to start getting hands dirty with the salt on this, and then you're going to get the milcha gemil, and you're going to have stuff around. And furthermore, sometimes people aren't careful, if you have kids around especially, that the salt shaker, you don't dip it from here. You like, you know, by the time the salt shaker on the, you know, touches the actual food itself, and then there's a problem of the steam also going in. There's other issues with salt shakers that it's probably best to have two separate salt shakers for milchiks and fleishik sudas. That's not the point of this sieve. This sieve is talking about if you have a fleishik dish. Let's say you have this salt shaker that's fleishik. Why? How does salt shaker become fleishik? Because you put in the fleishik dishwasher. Back to that child. So it became fleishik. And then, now that it's fleishik, should you l'chatchila, you fill it up with salt for the milchik meal, that's the mechaber saying tava alav bracha. Okay, next week in Mitzvah Shem, starting Siman Tzadi Vav, which is all about tava charef, strong importance there.
The perfect Mother's Day class.
Anyway, I arranged...